No, I tried to go back to sleep about 5 o'clock in the morning, which is apparently not the best time to go to sleep at my house.
I woke
That's
up...
when the alarms start going off.
Yeah, I woke up at 6:30, and then I woke up, I started grabbing my clothes, I went to the bathroom there, I'm like, it's awfully dark outside, and then I was like, why aren't Mom and Dad awake yet? I'm pretty sure they work, and then I was like, oh yeah. Time change,
Welcome
and I went back to
daylight
bed.
Savings time.
Right.
It always catches me off guard.
Hello, everybody. My name is Kazuha Oda. I'm a singer of the rock band Kazuha from Japan, and you're listening to Comic Pop Library.
Another episode of Comic Pop Rockin' in the Dirt, brought to you by Comic Pop Library. I am Richard, along with
April,
Jonathan,
Lenny.
And in today's episode, we are going to be looking at the Piano Guys and their album Wanders.
You forgot your name.
Shut up. I was thinking I was going to say Logan or Jonathan or Louise or somebody, but I'm me after all.
It is Lenny, yes. But we are here. The song we came in on was Ants and Ode to Joy. By the Wonder Guys. By the Piano Guys.
By Wonder Bread.
I thought you were going to say By the Wonder Pets, which is a very good show.
But anyway, we're going to let April take it away. So, April, it's yours.
Yeah, so the Piano Guys it's actually a group that I've been watching for years now, and I introduced to Dad and Logan and then obviously into this. And so the band itself, before we get into, you know, the actual music, it's made up of there's four artists in there, four members. You have John Schmidt, who's the pianist, and he's a songwriter. You have Stephen Sharp Nelson, who's the cellist and the songwriter. Then you have Paul Anderson, who's a producer / videographer. And also Al Vanderbeek, who is a music producer and songwriter. But even though in most of the videos you'll only see John and Steven, the other two, all of them are musically talented.
And you'll see them occasionally
in different videos.
They're just not pretty, so they put the pretty ones on camera, and the other two, they're like, you're really musically... Thank you.
So if you go in and look through, you know, who actually did what, their names are on
obvious that they're musically a part of it, because you know normally the producer doesn't get like part of the band credits. It's reserved for like John Paul Jones and people like that, not the standard, you know, music producer. Most of them are good at sipping lattes and kissing ass and not making music. But
fuck her up. But this is a group, like April says, she introduced it to me by way of videos, and in a way, it was good that she did.
Put your pen down. I have my pen up, and we can't do the same thing.
My bad.
We're related, but we're not twins.
That was a little bit creepy. I'm not gonna lie.
Thank you.
He was swinging the pen, and you already had your.
And then I was like. I have a point to make.
CD.
Spell Ramis.
Go ahead.
It worked,
okay.
Too.
Battle of the Pins. I was actually mentioning, because you did say I introduced this way of videos.
Yes.
I want to go with background first.
Okay, sorry.
I have to go in order with my stuff. The piano guys, pay attention.
Yes.
I am.
So the piano guys started out in 2010, so they're actually fairly young.
They're new.
Well, they're not young as people. I mean, if you look at them,
they're not old.
They're fairly 40s.
Yeah.
But they're career. New. They're new in their music
They're
career.
Actually like 25. Well, thanks, Lynn.
No, they're not. There's no way that guy was 25 on that video.
No, but yeah, so.
Maybe they frosted his hair.
And the piano guys.
If you are 25, they didn't I'm really just sorry. Random, I'm a terrible judge of
they
everything.
Didn't just randomly form out of the blue.
It was Simon Cowell. I knew it.
I know. Actually, Paul Anderson is, I would say, the founder of the whole band. He
so would he.
He owns a piano
That's
store.
That's why he's a founder. On
yeah,
his
he owns
nameplate.
A piano store called the Piano Guys.
That's where they took their name.
Right. And okay. they, what he wanted to do, the other three weren't really involved yet. What he had the idea to do was he needed a new way to market his pianos to get buyers. So
yeah,
and
you
he
want people
decided
to play pianos.
Right. So he decided
when you sell
hey,
pianos.
I'm gonna try to use YouTube and videos to showcase the different pianos and what
so
you
is
can
that
do.
Like that guy in Wichita that was selling Hondas and he was doing the dancing
no.
on the commercial. That was really good.
So and then as he's going through this, John Schmidt, who before this actually had a career as a solo pianist, came into the store and said, hey, can I doodle around before my gig and kind of
just don't diddle.
Warm up. Yeah.
Is that an actual musical term?
Oh, I think the more common version of it is piddle around.
No, I don't want my dog to do that on the rug.
But so he know, just came in to play some
yeah,
ivory.
Yeah, he came in and just played around, you know, warmed up. And then, so the idea was introduced, and then they formed the group. And then you had Stephen Sharp Nelson, who is actually John's friend. He's also a professional cellist. And they just, over the years, got closer and closer.
Well, he's professional now.
And he's very professional now.
Heck, some of his cellos he has that he's made.
Oh,
wow.
Beautiful.
You saw one on the cover.
They have on their website, they
you
actually
the
have.
Off. No, I saw it.
I mean that.
And he's fancy. Also, and he's also.
Who's this?
Helped Stephen. Stephen
Sharp
Nelson.
Mahatma Gandhi.
The cellist you see
That's
in
the
videos.
Cello on the okay. cover there.
He makes these things?
No.
No, he has them made for him, probably.
Yeah.
He's just super rich,
but he does.
Like
but he does have the, you know, he can go and watch it. And he's actually tampered around with steel cellos
teens,
as well.
Since he's 25.
He has,
that'd be different.
Yeah, which I think is awesome. And they actually, on the website, if you go in, they have cello bios. So they give each cello, well, not, right now they just have three on there, but they give the cello a name. The personality, like favorite color, how she or he plays, and
wow.
to me,
okay.
I know y'all be like, "That's cray cray," but to me, as a musician, that makes perfect sense. Like my clarinet.
No, I'm totally
yeah.
yeah.
No,
I thought that was interesting.
Like my clarinet's name.
I don't think that's crazy at all, Miss.
Like my clarinet's name is Billy, and that's he it. Is very very touchy. He's dumb. Okay, that was when I heard it.
April's the boss of him, yeah.
Yeah. But I love him because he's really warm.
Most clarinets are touchy.
You know, he's really warm and he's really rich. He's like, I know, I feel like he's like the average Joe of buffets.
Okay.
He's average Joe's. Anyways.
So you like give him like a physical avatar in your mind, like... Is the avatar like standing there with the actual clarinet?
Yeah, I have him
because
on.
He is the clarinet. Does he just like kind of transform and you like see a little clarinet?
I don't know.
Key,
I don't see
and like a hole right here, and then there's a reed sticking out of the back of his.
No, I never see a person. I just see. I don't see. I feel.
I feel too.
If that makes sense, you know, I don't.
I feel you're crazy.
Yeah, like, but yeah, I just get the feel from him. But anyway, so that's how Steve got joined up. And then Al Vanderbeek.
Yeah,
actually,
him.
Yeah,
James
yeah,
Stad.
Yeah. He was complete coincidence. He was Steven's neighbor when he moved and decided, hey, can I help you move in? And they hit it off. And they've actually
neighbors in Malibu or where?
I don't know.
Oh,
Hollywood Hills. I don't know. Actually, Utah. is where the Piano Guy's store is located. It's small town Utah.
In small town Utah.
And Stephen and Al have actually gotten a huge they've bonded really well songwriting wise.
Okay.
They meld.
I bet.
Mesh really, really well together. And then on the backstage half, I mean, this is definitely isn't everybody, but they have Tel Stewart. Sorry, I have troubles with that name.
You would.
Yeah. And he actually started as a piano mover for the store, you know, just a piano pusher. But
have those, like, piano movers, like,
they do, like, old school, you know?
Like, whenever you want to kill an old lady with a piano, they push.
You hire them. Yeah.
Because that's when you say piano pusher, it reminded me of the pusher from that, from the Dark Tower. Never mind.
But so,
drawing of the three.
He tampers in videography and everything, and so a lot of the crazy stuff you'll see on there, you know, tech-wise, is all him. That couldn't have been done without him. And then you also have Jeremy Crawford, who was also a piano pusher. And he is now their professional...
Could he please be called a piano pimp so they don't have, like, the same title?
Well, no. But his title is the piano stunt coordinator.
Ah, because piano stunts are very... They need coordination.
Yeah, so...
Got to light them on fire occasionally.
Like on this disc, you have Kung Fu Piano. They actually did it on the Great Wall of China.
Oh,
China.
I got to get a... China.
On
I
think the great,
you're looking for China.
They actually
don't
got
worry,
on the Great
like
Wall of China.
There's only one Great Wall in the entire world. So. It could be the Great Wall of Mongolia, depending on perspective.
But yeah, so, I mean, you got to get the piano up there somehow, and Jeremy's the guy for the job.
That and the Chinese government had a little something to do with it.
But Jeremy... I said Jeremy.
she's lost it, folks.
But no. But so, and they are all Mormons. They're from Utah.
But that's okay. We're totally okay with
that. That's okay. Yeah, I just think that's a cool little neat fact. So that is a driving force behind them, is their faith and spreading the good feels internationally through music and through videos. But
scary to me.
But you know.
World-ending stuff. Let's move on.
The music is influenced primarily by pop culture to a degree. Sure. Especially, well, let's go through some of the songs. People are going to recognize these. Let's see. Lenny was like Ants March was Dave Matthews.
Matthews.
Sorry.
It's not just me.
Everybody.
Yeah, that Dave Matthews band, they sure are talented.
We had One Direction, Story of My Life is on here. That'll be at the end.
Yeah.
Home by Philip Phillips is on here.
Also Simon Cowell.
But you haven't mentioned Ants is on there, but it's also mixed with Ode to Joy. So they do a lot of mixing as well. They do mashups.
She calls them mashups.
When you take one song.
No, I get it. Yeah.
And this is where...
That also happens when you take a couple potatoes and you get some butter.
That's true.
And you make mash-up potatoes.
That's not what we call it, though.
Okay.
At least not here.
What do you call it, then?
Mashed potatoes.
I used to call them smashed potatoes. So.
Oh my god, that's not even the same as mashup, though. So what are you offended by?
I'm not offended. I'm just saying.
Wait, who's offended? These are just potatoes.
Potatoes are serious.
They got their eyes on you.
Did you know that potatoes are a member of the deadly nightshade family, and you have to kill the plant?
I thought you were going
to
say they're a member of the deli.
No, they're not Jewish, I don't think. They're a member of the deadly nightshade family, and they're poisonous if you eat the plant while it's alive, so that's fun.
That is kind of neat.
And a cashew grows as a growth on top of a fruit. Like
it's a tumor.
It's a tumor, yes. It
but really it's a is. Good tumor.
Yeah, and they're also completely poisonous to be eaten raw, so raw cashews.
But you roast them up or something.
You roast them up, they're tasty.
Boil them, maybe.
Yeah,
I've
like
never
a
had boiled cashews. Anyways, back to the piano guys.
I think it's smart. And this is not their first album.
It
by
isn't.
Any means, but it's smart that they went and did covers and stuff like that. So they're playing songs that people will recognize.
But I also like that because they don't just. It's a, shut up, Lenny. Christ.
I think they're really talented. I'm just joking around. I don't know what's going on.
We're having fun. That's what it's all about.
No, I...
Everybody's had the giggles tonight at one point, I think.
I actually really... I like that... like, you'll hear Story of My Life at the end. That's our closing song. They don't just take the song and do it note for note, just acoustic. They put in their... They're songwriters. They put their own spin on it. Oh, yeah. To me, every song I've heard from them has amplified the songs.
Yes.
But that's just me.
And Jonathan made mention about the beginning of Let It Go.
Yeah, the beginning of Let It Go, like, when they...
Jonathan was like, what?
When they had that opening, I was just like, if they would have had this opening in the movie would have been a little bit more amazing, but this opening is just... I loved it.
Yeah.
And then...
I hear the African tribal version's really good,
oh, my
too.
Gosh. Alex Boyer? Yes! Alex Boyer's talented.
See? Told you, African tribal.
And he's actually... Alex Boyer's actually collabed with Piano Guys. Piano Guys have had collabed with a lot of people.
Just like Mick Jagger.
Yeah, we know a very famous violinist did the Mission Impossible theme.
Lindsay Sterling.
Yeah, Sterling. I said Stursky. That's not right.
That's her next movie, Stursky and Hutch, where she'll be playing a large dog.
But they've also worked with...
While she plays the violin jumping around.
They've also worked with Swedish House Mafia, Paponi, which is a funny name. they've worked with Sia, Amanda Scott, you know. They did a deal of More Than Words by Extreme.
Okay.
I haven't actually heard that one.
Lenny called the Mafia. Did you say it was Swedish?
Swedish House Mafia.
Yeah, Lenny
yeah they did.
Was it Because of You? Is that the one?
No.
You said it was,
Don't You Worry,
Don't You Worry, Child. Yeah.
And they actually, I love what they did. They really, really heavy Middle Eastern vibes.
Yeah,
cool.
I was talking about how they were taking electronic music that was sampled.
Right.
And sampled really well and actually added vocals and, made into a real song and world famous. And then they took that apart and they wrote, traditional musical, what do you call it, parts for that same song. And then they sampled it. So that's real fun.
I can see
it was like a complete, she said Inception. Yeah. I don't know if that was on the air, so we had to go all the way back through it. Sorry.
But I do like what you mentioned about the classical part. They do mix some of this with classical music. Which I think is really cool because classical music can always be reinvented. You know, it's not all boring by far. And I think it's really cool. You didn't get to hear it because it's later on in the song primarily, but on the Ants song, it is mixed with Ode to Joy.
I heard it when we listened to the longer version.
Yeah. And
you people don't get to hear it because we don't have time for that crap. But we heard it because we...
But it's very, very simple. I like that you almost need to know what you're looking for. Like if somebody didn't know the tune to Ode to Joy, they would never... Yeah. You know, and I like that.
That's true with any music ever.
Yeah. So I like being able to play like it's kind of like music tag.
Well, I think it's pretty true. Yeah. Like pop music, obviously, the whole point is to be catchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so the whole point is that you can pick it up after one time and sing along.
Oh yeah.
And any other kind of music that isn't pop it seems like the point is let's make this as screwed up as possible and see who can follow us. And everyone does, but you listen to all kinds of music and you're like, okay, I gotta listen to that again so I actually know what they're saying. But it sounded good.
Yes.
True. One of the things, if we're ready, piano band people,
guys,
we're kind of considered the nerds, whether you're the band nerd, sci-fi nerd, comic book nerd.
I'm not a fucking...
We
sorry,
have a tag.
Lenny.
It's
look
okay.
Where you're at.
We have a tag.
But to prove that, and this is becoming more and more common, and one of the songs that emphasizes
what,
this...
cussing or...
Becoming, the culture of bands, the tradition,
what's
this type of band, the comic books, the sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
That's becoming more and more regular.
It's acceptable
regular.
To be obsessive
It's part
now.
Of just our culture anymore.
Now that I'm doing it, of course it's acceptable.
There you go. And they, of course,
if I was doing
this.
It, killing people would be fucking acceptable.
No,
it
wouldn't.
I don't know about that.
It wouldn't.
I don't know about that. But this next one, I think we're ready for the middle drop and kind of prove this point on this particular album. They do have one called The Batman Evolution. We won't go through the whole song because we're not allowed
to. But we'll give you enough to hear the Batman.
Right. We won't do it only because we're not allowed. Otherwise, we would totally sample this whole shit.
True. But it's because it's called Batman Evolution because it goes through a lot of different themes from the Batman shows, cartoons, and everything. So you won't get to hear it all, but you will hear quite a bit of it. So that was Batman Evolution.
I know.
And one of the things, like I said, I enjoy hearing the... To me, when I listen to songs, the first thing I listen to is the instrumentals a lot of times. And then the lyrics are the icing on the cake. So to me, this type of album, it gets me jazzed up, especially when they have in these popular culture type songs as well.
And they've actually done that a lot. Like they did a Jurassic Park redo. And like you said, the Mission Impossible. And so they do, they do touch on a lot of modern stuff and mix it up. But they also, one, my personal favorite of theirs is called the Rockabilly's Canon. And do you know the wedding song?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. The traditional, not Here Comes the Bride.
The other one.
Yeah. And that's Rockabilly's Canon.
Yeah.
And what they did was they took that, and it's just cello, and they... rockified it. I mean, it's not straight like rock and roll, but they made it a little bit more groovy, you know, played around with it, took it apart, stuck it back together. You know, the melody jumps
more
around
lively.
A lot. It's more acoustic. Yeah, and it's so cool. And so they also reinvent classics without having to mash it with something modern to give it a fresh spin, which I think is really cool because that's my thing, my nerd thing.
Of course, we've been mentioning the videos. Go to YouTube, look at some of their videos.
Yeah, they have
some cool videos.
And I mean, maybe this is like the Hex House thing, but I swear I'd seen them on YouTube.
You probably have.
You probably have.
Yeah, you probably
have.
And
I thought it was
well,
funny.
They do have over
four million
subscribers.
I actually have watched a lot of Lindsay Sterling's videos. I think it was the Mission Impossible.
Yeah, probably.
Because that's where.
That's the thing.
Sense.
Yeah, they for as. Young as the group is, the group, not the men, they already have up to 4 million plus subscribers. And as I was going through their videos, you know, I didn't see anyone with views less than about 40,000 up to the millions. No.
So they're pretty popular.
So they're, and their YouTube is just the piano guys. They're very straightforward.
I know what I'm going to do when I go home now.
Sleep?
No.
Okay.
I won't venture there. We'll leave it be.
I'm going to go watch the piano guys.
Anyways. But I encourage this in every library because, I don't know, it's a good way to not only just, it's good music, but it kind of introduces kids, if you want to.
You can't really have it in the library, though, traditional because then ways. No one would be able to read, and it'd be too loud.
Well, you don't want to... Well, you can play it...
You can't play it in the library. You can keep you can't, the music
if I'm in the library, you can't play it, because I'd want it turned up. And even if it wasn't turned up...
You can't even keep it turned down. Well, you can't listen to music in the library without earbuds. They're $2.
Yeah, I know. Why are they $2?
Because they don't want your ear germs. You have to keep them.
Are they cheap ones?
Yes, they're cheap ones, okay? At most libraries. Some libraries will actually opt for the expensive ones.
But yeah, no,
ones,
I'm that person. Like, that if there's... I can... If I do, like, if I'm doing homework or something, I have to have...
Because she's still in music. High school.
Either music or TV or something. But right. If the music's too good...
It is too good.
Then I'll get distracted.
So she can never listen to this for homework.
You know, it's got to be right on that level. But it's got to be inspiring.
I think I just like music too much because a lot of times I would, like, be doing some homework and then I start listening to music.
And then I don't know what I'm doing all of a sudden.
Eat some pizza, take a walk, and read a book. And then my teacher would be like, what the fuck's your homework?
Be like, sorry, I was having a moment.
I was like, the music was too good.
It's actually like,
you ever had that music that was just too good?
Yeah.
That was it.
And this is one I can listen to this at any point in time, but that's me.
Like a ringtone, make it your ringtone.
Even that, I would listen to it. But
just miss the call for this song.
I was right here. I just here. The ringtone's too good. You ever had a ringtone that was just too good?
I'm answering your call right now, but you call me back and I won't answer. I just want to hear.
I just want to hear this ringtone again. It's great.
But what I was going to say, Michelle. She's not a fan of instrumentals, so she doesn't really care for this.
She's too
soundtracks,
she's too
anything like that.
ADD.
Classical, she doesn't really care for it. But I do enjoy it, and this is one because it's mixed with pop as well as the instrumentals and kind of the classicals.
No.
I enjoy it like crazy.
Mom has trouble slowing down. Mom has trouble slowing down and just zeroing in on the one. Take time to appreciate song.
I think it's a mood thing for me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can sit and listen to, like, Lux Aids on repeat all day, you know, and sometimes I'm like that. I want to hear words coming out of somebody's mouth.
And like, Dad always says...
if it's Stevie Ray Vaughan's guitar, just words.
Well, yeah, well, that makes a difference on the Batman deal we just listened to when they were on the Batman, you know.
Yeah, the 60s.
Yeah, when they were doing the Batman. I mean, yes, obviously I hear the instrumentals, but for some reason in my ears, I don't know if it happens for you guys, but I hear singing.
I think there was.
Yeah, there was some singing.
Well, but I hear it through everything, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I hear a little singing.
Like, output.
Okay.
Yeah, even on top of instrumentals. Like, I hear the instruments, like, actually sing the little words on top of it, which is weird. I think, I don't know if that's just me thing.
Yeah, I see it.
Or what. But now I lost my train.
Mr. Train.
Well, this is one where it can go to show you that instrumentals can be as powerful as the words, the lyrics to the songs.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I was gonna say.
Okay.
You reminded me when you mentioned.
Now she's gonna say it. Shut up.
Yes. Probably not. You mentioned that whenever you listen to music, you listen to instrumentals first.
Right.
This is gonna sound real dumb, but.
I can't wait.
But for me, it kind of depends. This is going to sound really, really dumb, but it makes sense. If it's an instrumental song, if it's heavily, you know, that's what they made it for, and the vocals are just on top, you know, then I listen to the instrumentals.
Right. Okay.
If it's a vocal song, more acoustic, slowed down, not a lot going on underneath it, just pretty much pure, almost a cappella. Lyrics.
If it's a cappella, but with no words?
Oh, everything. I think I'd want.
Which would just be what, beatboxing?
Yeah, pretty much. I like that because I like hearing the different sounds and being like, "Ooh, that would be this instrument. That would be." I like that too.
Yeah. Me too. I like that. I like whistling.
I like, oh my God.
And harmonicas and cheeseburgers. We don't have time for all this crap.
I have a whistling problem.
You do.
If I'm not talking,
I've heard people talking about it.
I'm usually whistling, which is funny because.
Shutting me too.
It's funny because I'm not like a happy go lucky person.
No, you're not.
So, why?
Whistle while you work. Whistle while you...
But, and I also have whistling ADHD or music ADHD. Well, I'll be whistling.
You know,
and
if then... it's something made up that you're just going to, like, throw out there, you could just say ADD. Like, you don't have to have hyperactivity disorder.
No, I
it
think...
It could just be attention deficit.
No, I think this actually is music ADHD.
I don't think
it's real
thing. I don't think that exists.
And I don't have ADHD.
I think you're making that up.
I am, because I diagnosed myself.
Nobody take your kids to the doctor because they're listening to music way too well.
But no, because...
It's
as,
just April. She is not a physician.
As,
nor is she a psychiatrist.
As I'll be like whistling.
She has no degree.
As I'm whistling, if one little note on the whistle, if one little pitch, and I'm off, straight to a different song. Straight to a different song. Oh, crap, that song. Now I gotta go back to that last song because now, oh, God, it all mixes together. Ah. It's very cool.
It's like dubstep hell.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then people are like, God, that freak, because they don't hear what's in my head.
Yeah, we
you know,
don't.
Only
totally
I do.
Don't hear what's in your head.
So while I'm like jamming, they're just like, oh, God, she's so out of tune.
She really is.
That's anybody that has headphones on and trying to sing. I don't know anybody that can stay on tune with that.
Oh, no.
So, Jonathan, do you have any kinds of ADHD you want to invent real quick? I have tapioca pudding ADHD, actually.
It's a good joke.
I have
from
to tell
tapioca.
A story.
Do you like tapioca pudding?
Not really. I have to tell this little, this is a quick story. So me and somebody who chooses to remain nameless were arguing about asthma because I was like, you know, they don't really know the causes of asthma. So you're just full of shit. And they were like, this person who chooses to remain nameless, they were like, yeah, I'm pretty sure that it's caused by, you know, the mother smoking. And I looked it up on the modern Oracle Google, and it said, in fact, on the first site that the causes of asthma are actually unknown.
Yeah. I mean, there's theories, but
yeah,
not.
There's theories. There's and so our new fun thing to say when we're like calling each other bullshit, or me and this nameless person, is, you know, if you smoke while you're pregnant, you could get asthma. That's our theory. That was the mashup. That I was just your story about mashing up songs with your whistling segued into my story about mashing up sayings that were like basically just bullshit, and you know, like people made it up because they wanted women to stop smoking while they're pregnant. They're like, oh yeah, you can get asthma if you smoke while you're pregnant. Okay. I mean, you might, man. You can't really
who
say
knows?
You can't really say you don't.
Who knows?
You can't prove it,
but you can't
you
not
can't prove me
prove
wrong
it. Well, I
that's
guess
like
you
Christianity.
Could if
you
took
you can't
it
prove me wrong. You gotta have faith because you can't prove me wrong.
Science.
Yeah, it's like Christian Science too. You gotta have faith in Beelzebub because you can't prove me wrong.
Like how you stumbled over that name too. Yeah,
well, you I didn't want to actually use the name.
Well, you started, but then you like switched off, and then finished.
Don't want to invite him in.
I didn't want to use the name.
Don't find Joe Demon.
Joe Demon.
Oh, but anyway, coming back to this, I think like April said.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah.
This
put
is
it everywhere.
Is this how many albums do they have? The Piano Guys.
A lot.
Guys?
I don't know.
But what's their website? Maybe we should do that.
Check them out, guys. We haven't.
Well, let's see. The store's name is The Piano Guys. Their name is The Piano Guys. Their YouTube is The Piano Guys.
So try, go to Google and try The Piano Guys.
Well, is it The Piano Guys or
yeah.
Piano Guys?
No, it's The Piano Guys.
Okay. You could probably
no,
you
it's
could
Beelzebub.
Well, no, it's a legitimate question because sometimes you can't
but
get
on
the
Google,
you want.
On Google, you could probably write like Piano Fellas and it would get you there.
But yeah, but the actual website is thepianoguys.com.
We're okay. Certain of that.
If
yeah.
You want to go straight to it. They have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 albums. And their second album, their sophomore one, is shockingly called The Piano Guys 2.
Two.
Which but is this is ironic though, because never mind, keep going. We gotta stop.
Yeah, we need to wrap it up. This is a group that it'd be a great group to introduce to instrumental music. What? And go forward in that.
Okay.
We're back to the giggles.
I'd quit laughing if she quit saying crazy shit.
I think it's kind of funny. There's so much unoriginality there that it's original.
But anyway,
because it's also the piano. They could have said the piano guys also.
Shouldn't that be funny too? Now shut up. Dad's trying to
close
out.
Let's wrap this out. Close her out. Any library can pretty much purchase this.
I love
this.
It for libraries.
You can start off with their album Wonders. That's what we're looking at tonight. You can go back and get some of their other albums. Go to their website, thepianoguys.com. You can look it over and see what you'd like to purchase. And we're going to be leaving out with Story of My Life, which was performed by One Direction. And this is the Piano Guys' rendition of it. We've been having fun here tonight, guys. We've been giggling and everything else. So we hope you guys have been having fun listening to us. We've been having fun here.
Bye.
See you on the flip side.
Help me.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Comic Pop Library. We welcome your comments and suggestions by emailing us at admin@comicpoplibrary.com. All emails submitted become the property of Comic Pop Library and are subject for use in our show. We would also appreciate it if you would spread the word about Comic Pop Library by posting about us on Twitter, Facebook, or just tell someone about us. This podcast is not endorsed by any publisher, distributor, or studio, and it is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. The views and comments of the show hosts are their own and are not reflective in any business, entity, or organization associated with ComicPopLibrary.com.